produce this, you know, effect that is part of a poltergeist phenomenon, moving an object because there's a particular person or persons in the room. And so I'll go back and look, but this might have been a burst of energy that expended from this woman when she came into the room, because that is what usually happens when some type of a paranormal event takes place that moves an object, and obviously that meter maxes out. And that clip, I don't think I have the audio on it, but in the actual clip, the meter squeals, it maxes out, and then you can see it flying around there. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, this takes a great deal of energy, and it only happened when this woman who said she was possessed was in the room.
Josh, when people do get possessed, can they battle it? Can they get rid of it themselves, or do they need help?
I think they can. The first step is understanding what it is about yourself, about your wormhole brain, that allowed this influence to infiltrate. And usually the most basic thing is just a general mental weakness. I'm talking about people who do not exercise their brains as a muscle. And that's what you have to really do. You every day you have to make some type of point to work on puzzles or games or read history books or something like that to keep that brain strong. You must do this. If that wormhole brain becomes weak, then it's easier for these other influences to sort of squirm in there. But once you have something in there, then you have to try to determine what is it that's keeping it there. If part of the weakness in your brain is that you are addicted to a drug, or you're an alcoholic, or that you are subjecting yourself to some, you know, subject matter that you find is a crutch for you to get through your daily life, then you have to address the fact that you have this crutch, and you need to try to eventually move away from that. Or if you have some type of a wormhole brain that seems to be sensitive to religion. Let's say you're a person of a faith and you believe strongly in the power of God. Mm-hmm. If you simply believe that God is going to help you and you focus on that, I think that will over time help you strengthen the wormhole brain. And that's why there have been cases where, you know, I've gone to an investigation and I'm looking at this scientifically, and we can't get rid of some spirit, and then a minister comes in and does a religious ceremony, and it works. It must be because that, you know, unless you want to accept the hand of God has actually reached down and plucked this thing out, which I kind of doubt personally, that this has something to do with the person's ability to reinforce the strength of that wormhole brain connection.
Joshua, once again, thank you for another paranormal moment, my friend.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, and it just gets weirder and more fun every week. So thanks, George.
We'll see you next week. Joshua P. Warren, his website, joshuapwarren.com. He's got a number of books out there. Just go to his website. You'll also be able to track him in terms of his investigations and where he goes. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.